This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Grand Teton National Park, just south of Yellowstone National Park, the iconic tooth-like spires of the Grand Teton Mountains are changing. A section of the second tower on Grand Teton has collapsed, again. Grand Teton is the tallest and most prominent peak in the Cathedral Group, the eight tallest mountains in the Teton Range. The Jenny Lake Rangers, the search and rescue team stationed in Grand Teton National Park, observed multiple major spontaneous rockfalls in the Teton Range over the past month. The most significant of the rockfalls was a large part of the second tower. The Jenny Lake Rangers said, "The second tower specifically is now a repeat offender. In September 2022, a significantly larger portion of the formation collapsed. With the latest collapse, it is not known if the East Ridge climbing route has been impacted." Multiple people reported intermittent rockfall in the vicinity of the second towers for 48 hours after the initial collapse in mid-July. There's now a large debris field from the collapse that is visible from the valley on the Teepee Glacier, located on the northeast face of Teepee Pillar, the peak adjacent to Grand Teton. Rockfalls and landslides are common enough, but experienced rock climbers have noticed an increase in the last several years. One of the contributing factors to rockfalls is the freeze-thaw cycle that happens at high elevations. When water freezes, its expansion into ice can cause cracks in the rock to form or grow, loosening rocks and leading to rockfalls. The freeze-thaw cycle is a year-round threat, but especially potent during the summer months when days get warm and nights get cold at the 13,000-foot summit of Grand Teton. The Jenny Lake Ranger said, "It'll rain at night, freeze, and then the sun will come out and it'll melt. That's the window of time where rock starts to come down, and it happens on a regular basis." In Montana, a massive release of private data to the state legislature has put Montanans at risk. Documents released to the State Audit Division include everything from involuntary commitments to details about foster care cases and sensitive criminal information. The bulk transfer of some Montanans' private information from the state judiciary to the legislative branch's audit division raised alarms with Montana District Court clerks, who say they're worried about individual privacy rights. The clerks, keepers of confidential information ranging from psychological profiles of juveniles to parenting plans and contact information for victims of sexual assault, are objecting to giving the Legislative Audit Division full access to the Montana District Court's system called Full Court Enterprise. The system includes sealed records from the state's district courts, everything from involuntary commitments to details about foster care cases and sensitive criminal information. The information is being released to the auditor's office by the Office of the Court Administrator in an agreement with the legislative auditor. The Legislative Audit Division is conducting a performance audit of district court caseloads. The Legislative Audit Division has the authority to inspect books, accounts, activities, and records, confidential or otherwise, of a state agency. The Legislative Audit Division has agreed not to disclose the information, but the Audit Division does publish its findings, available to the public and presented in a public hearing before the Legislative Audit Committee. State law governing confidential court information does not imagine a scenario in which sealed records are released without the decision to do so being made by a judge, and the release of records to the Audit Division concerns Richland County Attorney Tom Halverson, who says that the public's privacy is being invaded on a massive scale. The attorney provided an opinion he wrote after Richland County District Court Clerk Janice Klempel objected to turning over records. Instead of submitting the issue to the courts, which would be normal, the court administrator has brushed off the clerks and the Constitution in its autocratic decision to divulge the data, Halverson wrote. Although district court clerks are weighing their options, no legal challenge has yet been filed. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.